Time to talk some baseball as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Could you get that wind to stop, though? I'm getting a little tired of that.
Yeah, and you and me both.
Man, oh, man. We need some real spring weather here. Wasn't too bad over the weekend, but want one of those nice sunshine 60-degree days.
It seems like we might be in line for that this week. You know, 50-something degrees coming up, and hopefully it'll be true baseball weather here in Maine.
Well, let's talk about this weekend. You had a tough series against a very good team from Stony Brook. You lost 2 out of 3. How did you view the weekend series?
It was a disappointing weekend. Yeah, you know, I say with full confidence that we're a better team than they are. And I'm really looking forward. You know, that may be a team we see in the conference championship at some point. We're going to have to play them, you know, during the playoffs. But it was disappointing because we're a better team than they are. You know, we got out hit in the final game of the series. And, you know, we had some opportunities in game one that we squandered. And it was a very frustrating weekend as far as just losing to a team that we were better than up and down.
Tough final game of the series, too, and a rough outing for Nick Silva, who's been pretty steady for much of the year, but just was unable to take care of business.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, someone who goes out and gives up 11 hits in, you know, two innings or three innings, and that's, you know, they put together nine consecutive hits at one point or seven consecutive hits at one point. It doesn't happen very often, you know, but they only scored 4 runs. They scored 4 runs, you know, in the first, you know, scored 5 runs early, and that was about it. So, you know, our bullpen was excellent. Cody Larson came in, Connor Johnson did a great job on Sunday to hold it. But, you know, once again, it kind of comes back. We brought the tying run to the plate 5 times, you know, in the latter part of the game, and we couldn't score more than, you know, 1 or 2 runs. So, you know, this is just a matter of, you know, us just still, you know, it's baseball. That's the hardest. It's the hardest thing to play series, baseball. But it was disappointment over the weekend, and you know, we look to turn it around. We got a bye weekend this weekend. We're going down to Monmouth, play Stinger Hard Monmouth in 3 games, and then we come back and have conference weekend down at UMass Lowell the following weekend.
Yeah, what are your goals for these non-conference games this week? What will you try to accomplish in those?
Well, it'll be nice to finally get back full lineup. You know, we played this entire weekend again with missing Brandon Bison and Caleb Kearns and Zach Wynn the first 2 games. And then on Sunday, we were still missing Caleb Kerr. So we played with, you know, seven or eight of our starters rather than 9, which always makes a difference, you know. But hoping to get everyone healthy this weekend. Hey, Kirby's got a hamstring injury. Bison suffered a concussion from a hit by pitch last weekend. And Zach Wynn had the flu, who's their game one starter. So just looking to get the guys healthy again this weekend, get back on track, move in the right direction, and gear up for conference play again.
You also got the bad news on Justin Courtney that he'll be out for the season. Coaches, I know the mentality there is next man up, but still, that's a tough loss for your Black Bears.
Yeah, so, you know, it's never a good loss. You know, whenever someone gets you know, as Tommy John or any sort of injury that's the season ending, you know, you don't want that. It's tough, especially tough when it's in your senior year. But you know, this is you know, we're here to win baseball games. You know, we're here to support court. But, you know, he's got to do his part now as a teammate, support his teammates, help guys get better. And ultimately, it is next man up. Let's go out and win baseball games, and we'll get him healthy for next year. He'll be around for conference play.
So, Nick, as you get this week of non-conference games and then you're ready to get back into it, what's the one thing you've really got to be more consistent with to be successful in those America East contests?
Cashing the runners in scoring position. That's the number one thing, and that's true, you know, and eliminating some strikeouts in key situations. And that's really, you know, offensively speaking, we have to be able to get the 5 runs a game if we think we're going to be a team that's going to win more consistently. And we haven't wanted to do so. We're not, our pitch selection hasn't been great in those situations. That's really what we're kind of, you know, trying to key in on. And, you know, and that's really where we're trying to make our biggest strides. I'm very happy with the pitching, very happy with their defense. And overall, you know, pretty, you know, a B- on our offense. So it's going to get more consistent across the board, and we're going to be just fine.
All right. We wish you good luck this week with Monmouth and Sacred Heart, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Nick. It's Nick Durba, head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball. Black Bear reports are presented by the University Credit Union, where Black Bear is back. Celebrating 50 years, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.